Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim and assalamu alaikum to you dear listeners, dear brothers and sisters all across the world. You're listening to the program Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs with me, Atta, the host of this program from IRIB English Radio. With me in the studio, we have a special guest speaker from the Islamic House of Qom, Shaykh Rouhani. Assalamu alaikum, Shaykh Rouhani. Welcome to the show.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Finding mastery over religious concepts and religious teachings is an interesting field. I mean, so many people are after that. We as Muslims, we are obliged to do some obligations, that's true, and we are called Muslims. But finding mastery over the knowledge of Islam is something else, Sheikh. So what shall we do as Muslims to find a kind of mastery over different sciences, Islamic sciences, and our knowledge regarding the religion of Islam?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. If we consider Islam as a tree, mm-hmm. it has roots and then branches and then fruits. So the roots of this tree are the main kind of knowledge or perception or understanding of the Islamic beliefs and aqaid, that first of all we should fully get knowledge. So the first step is knowledge, mm-hmm. Because without knowledge you will not be a true Muslim. First of all, you should understand what Islam is, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells you, and how should you find the guidance, and what are the main beliefs in Islam. So first of all, we should understand it. The knowledge is first of all important.
All right.
Based on the knowledge, we will have our beliefs. Because belief is not something without knowledge. Belief in Islam must be based on knowledge. Once you believed in those Islamic beliefs, then you try to act according to those beliefs. So here we need fiqh or akhlaq, for example.
Yes.
Ahkam, for example. So when it comes to all these three kind of steps that regarding knowledge, regarding belief, regarding the actions or practices, if you want to be a practicing Muslim, we need to improve all these three things. First of all, we should improve our knowledge. Mm-hmm. Secondly, we should improve our beliefs based on that knowledge. Thirdly, we should act according to that belief as a practicing Muslim.
Okay.
So we need to improve our knowledge in all these three kind of phases. The point is that unfortunately, most of us as Muslims, the problem with us is this, that we sometimes, for example, learn some very basic Islamic teachings and doctrines.
All right.
In our childhood.
Okay.
Or for example, when we are like a teenager, for example, mm-hmm. we learn something. But then we never upgrade it. Mm-hmm. We never update our knowledge.
Or we take them for granted.
Yeah, that is the problem.
As if we have full knowledge about them.
It is like this, that for example, a child may learn some very basic mathematical principles in the, for example, primary school. Mm-hmm. And if he leaves that and say thinking that, okay, that is all thing that we have in math, then, of course, his knowledge of math is very much weak, very much deficient, very much incomplete. And he never understand what math is.
All right.
Okay? Same is the case with the Islamic ideas, Islamic beliefs. If you just, in the childhood, or for example, there are many students, they say that when we were like a child, our father and mother, parents taught something about Islam. But after that, when we went to the high school, we went to the college, university, we never studied anything about Islam. We never improved our knowledge about Islam. It is very much normal, obvious, that this kind of people cannot be a true practicing Muslims, mm-hmm. because they did not update their understanding of Islam. You know, the more you grow up, the more you will face with new challenges, new questions, new doubts, new skepticisms. Regarding the very basic, the very principial Islamic beliefs, regarding ahkam of Islam, regarding akhlaq of Islam, regarding aqaid of Islam,
okay.
you will face lots of new questions and lots of new, let's say, challenges. Mm-hmm. If you do not solve these challenges,
if
you do not improve your knowledge in these respects, then of course you can never remain a true mu'min, a true Muslim. with firm beliefs,
all right,
you know, with a practicing Muslim.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs on IRIB English Radio. You can send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.
So where to start? I mean, for instance, as a Muslim, we are born in a Muslim family, and by imitating our fathers, our grandfathers, you know, we do some actions. But now the question is that if we want to find mastery over Islamic knowledge, where to start? And at the same time, Shaykh, we don't want to become a religious Shaykh or a scholar or something that, okay? As an ordinary person in life, as a Muslim, what shall we do?
You know, for instance, in our daily affairs, we know lots of things about those things that we are in need.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you handle, for example, you fix many things in your house with your children, with your wife, for example, your husband. There are lots of things that you know. Why? Because you need them.
All right.
You feel that you are in need of that. At least those necessary or basic things that you are in need of, you try to learn them, you try to practice them, yeah?
Okay.
So religious kind of beliefs or religious doctrines are also the same. Some of them are really necessary.
Mm-hmm.
We are in need of them.
Okay.
And we have to improve it.
All right.
For instance, what is God? Does God exist?
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of questions about the atheists are of the view that no, God does not exist.
All right.
You are in a university and you're studying, your classmates are atheists. Then shouldn't you as a Muslim search about it?
Mm-hmm.
Find out that what is the idea of the, for example, believers or theologians, Muslim philosophers, Muslim scholars, what are their responses?
Okay.
Yeah, to the atheism, for example.
Right.
Or there are, for example, secular-minded people around you.
Yes.
Maybe in your family, maybe in your university or college, students, there are such kind of people.
All right.
Then they cast doubt on many Islamic ahkam, Islamic rulings, Islamic, let's say, morality, Islamic beliefs. Then it is your duty as a Muslim to find your own answers to those kind of questions,
mm-hmm.
doubts, yeah, to solve them.
Right.
Otherwise, very honestly, very sincerely, I should say that if a person do not care about these things,
mm-hmm.
and he is always being bombarded by atheists, by secular-minded people, by laic kind of people, yeah,
yes.
those people who do not believe in religious kind of things, then automatically, naturally, he will change the mindset of this person, will change
okay.
a kind of secular
Easily.
Mindset. Kind of atheist mindset.
Yes.
So that is why since we nowadays, particularly that nowadays we are in contact with social media, social networks, and we are every moment bombarded by different kind of information,
lots
data,
of doubt,
questions,
ambiguous,
doubts,
misconceptions. That's
that
right.
is why, alhamdulillah, that nowadays all these things are available. Just
mm-hmm.
you can Google it and find
okay.
many answers, many responses
right.
presented by the scholars in different languages
mm-hmm.
on the internet that's available. Just try to search it. The other point is that you should be in contact sometimes with scholars.
Uh-huh.
You know, as you, for example, as a student of, for example, physics, as a student of math, as a student of chemistry, you or as a student of computer science, for example, you're always in contact with some engineers,
All right.
some professors, yeah, to improve your knowledge. That is why those kind of very necessary beliefs, necessary, what you can say, knowledge that we need about Islam, about our religious beliefs, we have to always update.
What about having a trainer or tutor or something like that?
That is
I
also
mean,
a
employing,
very good
employing
idea,
a tutor on religious concepts.
That is a good idea. But since people are so much busy, particularly in the modern societies,
yes.
they may not be able to make it to find these kind of times to
mm-hmm.
be with the scholars, but on internet, I think there are websites, there are lots of, materials
yes.
available on the internet that they can just surf on the internet
okay.
and find them.
And we know that these two realms are really different, I mean, theory and practice. How to actualize the Islamic theories in our daily life, Shaykh? I mean, if we want to have the true actualization of the theories of Islam, or it's better to say Islamic concepts, what shall we do? I mean, are there any recommendations in Islam? I mean, practical guidelines in order to follow and then actualize the theories of Islam or not?
You know, the more you are knowledgeable, the more you can be faithful. The more you are faithful, the more you are a practicing Muslim.
Okay.
You see, there's a very close link between practice and theory. Okay. So first, we should improve ourselves in terms of theory, theoretical kind of things. As I said, for example, if someone is doubtful about the very existence of God, then how can he be a good follower of a prophet of God? Yeah, how can he practice Islam? Okay? So if in his mind he have questions about the existence of God, first of all, he has to solve this problem. You know? Then he can believe in God. Once you believed in God, then you say that, okay, God says such a thing, and then now I have to follow. So believe is something that in your mind, you just believe in something, that you believe in existence of God, for example. Then based on this belief, you have to act. Then fiqh comes, akhlaq comes.
Yeah? That's right.
The practice comes. So if you want to be a practicing Muslim without knowledge, without true beliefs, based on true knowledge, you cannot be a practicing Muslim. That's why I'm very much emphasizing on updating, upgrading your religious knowledge.
Very good.
Religious knowledge is not something that we just put it aside and become busy with other things. Always you are in need of a kind of refreshment in your religious knowledge. Because always questions are there, doubts are there, skepticisms are there, satanic kind of temptations are always there. So that's why a person, a true Muslim, is the one who is always in contact with, let's say, religious sources to improve his religious knowledge. Once you improve your religious knowledge, then you can improve your belief and then improve your practices.
Okay, that's right. Thank you very much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration. As we said, we are born Muslims, okay, in a Muslim family, but it is not necessarily meaning that we are Muslims, okay? I mean, being a true Muslim is very much dependent on how to practice the religion of Islam in the true sense with the true methods. Inshallah, all the people, all the Muslims find mastery over Islamic knowledge, especially the Islamic history. Thank you much, Sheikh Rouhani, for a nice elaboration regarding this topic.
You're welcome.
And thank you much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Question and Answer on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website at iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min labani Ali wa Husayni wa Hasan. لعلي وحسين وحسان إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسان لعلي وحسين وحسان كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن إن في لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن